Hey, Net Control, WATCM, John, thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. Good subject of discussion. I used to play a lot of video games when I was a kid, but I grew up in the age where it was evolving. I mean, I had the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, the Sega Genesis, I could keep going. I've had them all. I had a large collection of antique video games at one point as a 20-year-old. And let's see, when my 30s hit, I was like, you know what? Every time I play these, I get bored, and I really just want to do more with amateur radio. So I sold all my video games, and I bought myself my Yaesu FT450D. I set up a little bit of a ham shack, and I've been messing around with HF ever since in my 30s. I do play a little bit of games here and there, but I mainly play, and this will be embarrassing to say on the repeater, maybe, but I play a lot of Dungeons & Dragons. I picked that up over the last 2 years. It's a lot more reading and involved. I have a group of friends that I just love to hang out and just imagine with. It's been a great game. And then I do have a couple decks of the game called Magic the Gathering, but this is something that, once again, I grew up with, and I played in the 90s, and I never really took for what it was. And then I started playing it as an adult, and it's got 30 years of cards. I mean, 30 years of evolution in the game, so it's just endless amounts of ideas. And you also get to play with people, which is another thing that I couldn't do the video games anymore because I wasn't with the interaction of people, so... Once again, good topic. Good to be on the net. I had a great time at the swap. I did buy a new radio. Hopefully I don't have that alternator whine when I'm in my mobile anymore. I also have a better signal to be on the air. Usually I'm on the air every morning at 8:30 a.m., 8 o'clock a.m. I usually try and sign on. So hopefully we'll see you all on the radio and catch you down the log. 73 to everybody, KD8NH, back to you.